Hey, it's Playhouse 194. Your next chance at 194 Secret Sound will be at 8:10 this morning. Also 11:10 and 12:10 as we dive into...
How do you ask for a date?
Ew! Get away from me!
Second date update with the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
And today in that place where he's like, why won't you go out with me again, is Sean. Sean, kind of talk about who this is that you went out with, how you met, and like how the date progressed, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure. So I met this girl, Mariah, on eHarmony. I know eHarmony sounds kind of lame. Don't make fun of me. But I was just trying to find a nice girl after kind of a rough relationship I got out of. And I matched with Mariah. She seemed really sweet. And she was real pretty. We talked for a couple weeks, and our conversations were great. And so we were really excited to finally meet. And we did go out, and I thought we had a wonderful time. We connected on so many levels. And I'll be honest, she didn't look 100% like her picture, but it wasn't like she catfished me or anything. And she was still very pretty. And so the evening went great. So I thought, But when we tried to set up a second date, she just kind of kept talking like she was too busy to ever meet up or something, you know. And I don't really know why or what we did. So I'm just a little confused because I had a really good time and I wanted to see her again.
Now, do you feel like you probably were like represented accurately by your profile, your photos, everything? There's not a chance like you misrepresented yourself?
Oh, no, not at all. And in fact, it went really well. When we were waiting for our table, we sat at the bar, and I was so bold to even touch her thigh. But she was really into it. I thought she liked it. So I don't know what's going on. We connected on everything. We both have dogs. We both, our only children. We both kind of got out of a rough relationship. I mean, come on, you know, what's not to like?
All right. Well, we'll get to the bottom of it. We'll talk to her, see if we can't coordinate another date for you. I'm going to go ahead and throw my assumption in there. Let me ask you this, Amy. You're on date number one with somebody you just met. He's all of a sudden grabbing on your thigh in a public place. Is that appealing to you?
No, I feel like a little too forward. Unless, like, we've had a couple drinks and it's towards the end of the night.
Yeah, that's a different situation.
Yeah, but right away, no.
But what if the body language is like... this, right? Instead of like you're sitting there and you're like,
what body language says grab my thigh?
Wait, and what female? The way you just had it, you had your legs completely open.
I'm not being the female. I'm just like, I'm saying like he's like turned like this, she's turned like that, and then he's just kind of like, okay.
I get maybe like touching it quickly, like a nice ha 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 and like a pat. But then you take it back. You don't leave it on there and linger.
I don't know. I don't think Sean did anything wrong, especially if
you touched a woman's
there.
Thigh on a first date.
No, you're incorrect.
Yeah.
I am not that bold.
But it's a little red flaggy.
You need to have that connection. That's how you build that first connection. You get that sexual connection going.
Well, we give her a call, see if we can't get you another date, maybe. After Victoria's Secret, Jax, Y94 Playhouse. God, it was somebody. Hey, good morning. Y94 with the Playhouse in the middle of second date update. Sean met Mariah on a dating website. They went out. He felt like he was a bold, impressive, charismatic, real stud muffin. And for whatever reason, it doesn't seem to be going anywhere. So we're going to see if we can't coordinate that or at least get some answers from Mariah, who I'm hoping you can hear me okay?
Yes.
All right. So I don't know how much Amy told you before she popped John hold there, but this is, you are live. I'm going to warn you that right now. You're on live. Playhouse in the morning, Y94.
Okay.
We do a segment called Second Date Update, and we're talking with a fellow named Sean. Do you remember Sean?
Yes.
Okay. And he is on with us right now. Sean, I don't know if you want to say hi to Mariah.
Hey, Mariah.
Hi, Sean. Look, I already know whatever he told you about this date, he's lying. Okay?
Honestly, he made it sound like you guys had a really good date.
It absolutely was not. The first time he saw me, he said I looked lighter in my profile pic. And it's 2022. That seems like something extremely inappropriate to say to someone. And then he sat there and talked about his ex the entire dinner, how she cheated, told him he was unattractive, and then that he was heartbroken with the way she left, blah, 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 blah. Why would you go on a first date with somebody and talk about your ex the entire time?
Oh, Sean, you left that part out.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he did.
We were both talking about it. I thought it was amicable.
Oh, my gosh. Then he wouldn't stop picking in his ears at the table. And he had the audacity to wipe the wax on his pants. Are you kidding me? I on a dinner date with my 3-year-old nephew. And I could smell his body odor from across the room. I am not exaggerating. It was just, every part of the date was just absolutely uncomfortable. I just, ugh.
Okay. I don't know about that. Seems like a little bit of a stretch. Maybe I just got some nervous ticks.
Nervous tick. Oh, that would be the nervous tick is when we went to the bar to wait and you tried to shove the drink in my face. Then you took 3 shots of tequila in 5 minutes. Was that the nervousness?
I took,
because it seemed like you didn't need to go on a date, but you needed to go to AA.
Oh my goodness.
Well,
my dad was a drinker, so to me that's just triggering for me. I mean, if you can't have a good sober time, you're not somebody I want to date.
I will say this. He did compliment you when we were talking to him earlier, Mariah. He said that you looked, he said you looked better than your profile.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Yeah.
That was worded better to us. I will say that. But all this other things combined with that.
I can't say the same.
Hmm. So there was nothing about this you enjoyed.
Say that again?
You didn't enjoy anything about this date. He wasn't good company, wasn't good conversation, nothing. Was the food good?
The best thing I enjoyed was when it was time to leave. Definitely.
This isn't at all the impression you gave me, Mariah. You seem like you were having a really good time. Yeah, you were.
You are delusional.
You.
I was trying to keep from leaving.
You opened up your leg a little bit when I touched it.
Oh God.
I think I was trying to move it in the opposite direction, sir. Away from you.
Okay.
Are you serious?
This isn't at all how you acted on the date.
Boy, we're trying to help you, man. We really are.
Yeah.
Was I really?
Okay.
You're delusional. That did not go well. You know what, Sean? I have some advice for you. Take a bath, get an AA meeting, a therapist, and lose my number. Like, this was horrible. You made me want to delete my profile off of eHarmony.
Mariah, I think I know the answer to this, but I don't want you to miss out on at least a free meal. We would pay for it if you want to go out with him again. Would you like to go out with Sean again?
Absolutely not. Keep your money. I appreciate it, though. Absolutely
Do you want the gift card anyway? Because I feel bad for you and I'm uncomfortable and you don't bring Sean.
I don't even want to go back to the restaurant again. Thank you.
Sean, I feel bad saying this because you did reach out to us for some help, but maybe if what Mariah is actually saying, you might need to update that dating profile, and it's got to say underarm onion as well as potato factory in the ears, and then you need to dial back. You're Amy K drinking, I think.
this isn't going at all how I expected.
I really
was hoping for a little bit more of a pleasant conversation, but I can't believe she's getting a gift card.
I mean, I give you a gift card too, I guess. I think you're going to be hard pressed to find someone to go with you, picking your ears and wiping on your pants and you stinking on a date, but
I'll go. I'll go with you.
Joel D will go with you.
I think she was exaggerating a little bit, but I don't know. After hearing that, I wouldn't even want to go on a date with her anyway. She seems like bipolar now. She's completely...
You never had the option, sir. What are you talking about?
Listen, I'm going to put you on hold on 2 separate lines. We're going to separate you because you're in your corners. We will get you... I will give you both gift cards just because I don't know how else to handle this. We'll get you both gift cards. Just give us a moment, okay?
Okay.
Tex, what are we seeing? Amy K.
Someone said that she's evil and he dodged a bullet. Another person saying, no, I got to respect her for having solid boundaries. Definitely, she dodged the bullet. Someone said she saw the red light flashing. Do not pass go. I don't blame her for not wanting to go out with him again.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things that went wrong there. Probably started by the time he was grabbing on her leg in the middle of a restaurant, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
Hey, so the force play tonight, you want to go, 4-pack of tickets if you figure out Amy K's quiz question of the day after Joe Bros. It's Y94.